And if you were to follow it around for a while, you would see that same unit over a fairly large geographic area until it hit something that caused that deposition to stop. So for example, if we had a limestone layer, a very widespread limestone layer, as you get to the edge of the ocean up onto the shoreline, you're going to run out of limestone and you're going to shift into a shale and on into a sandstone. So we can use lateral continuity to try to begin to correlate rock types from one place to another. This has its pitfalls, though. It's very easy to see a sandstone in one place and think, gosh, that looks a lot like that sandstone in that other place. I think they might be the same sandstone. But you can go astray pretty quickly doing that and end up calling two different sandstones the same thing, or vice versa. So lateral continuity is something to be used with a little bit of caution. I haven't really given any information yet that would help us to put a timing on events other than, well, that item had to be there first so you could do something to it. Let's start putting a little bit more structure onto the ages of things. The last principle that we'll talk about is called the principle of faunal succession. Fauna is just a word for animals. So this is looking at the sequences of fossils that are found in sedimentary rock and how those fossils change through time, and how that change can tell us a little bit about rocks that look very different but include the same fossils, and therefore we can correlate. So if we think about the principle of faunal succession, there are a couple different ideas that we have to keep in our back pocket when we use this rule. One is that fossils of different organisms appear at unique times during Earth's history. For example, Triceratops shows up in the Cretaceous, but we don't see Triceratops any time before that or any time after that. Unless somebody gets that cloning stuff figured out real soon, we don't see them other than in that narrow bracket of time that that animal lived. Another idea we have to keep in our back pocket is that fossils of organisms that are related to one another through evolution will appear in the same order everywhere you find them. So very, very early dinosaurs, simple, small, bipedal dinosaurs, running around on two legs, eating things, they will be followed by larger, slightly more specialized, two-legged dinosaurs that are running around eating everything. And you will always see the simpler animal in units below the more complicated animal. And so as animals evolve, we're going to see that same order of animals always preserved in the same order in the rock record. And the third idea to keep is that when a fossil species went extinct, it disappeared from the rock record everywhere.